Begin the current daf Masechtas Nazir daf Lamed Ches begin on Beis Gun Tzeis Mat begin with the Gemara that Ve'ina Chayiv Ad Sheyochem and Anavim Gezayis. You're not liable until you eat from the grapes the Shiva Gezayis, which just really is belongs in the Mishnah of Lamed Al Maralf, like it's quoting this Machlekes in the Mishnah, which B'vad the Mishnah says that same thing is by drinking, which by the Mishnah Achreina this is like the last Mishnah. Like a Bekiva that's brought shortly. Because as Tarsus points out, Mishnah Rishonah, the first version held the total opposite. That the Mishnah Achronah is holding that the Achila and the Shtiyah are going to be the Sheva Gezayis. Mishnah Rishonah held, no, Ad Sheyish Revius Yayin, until you drink a quarter of wine. Pirush, in other words, Vadin Lachila Revius. And so to eating is the Sheva Revius. So it's total Machlek is either extreme for eating and drinking of both opinions. Now, since it's Vashti Kezayis Kids Mashan, how do you evaluate drinking in the shear of a Kezayis size of an olive? That's for solids, and drinking is revius. How do you evaluate a beverage in the shear of a Kezayis? So what you do is Mavin Zayis Aguchi, you bring a medium sized olive, Vashaykoi Bekoiz Malayan, and you submerge it in the cup full of wine, all the way to the top. Now, by Yan Chez Amen, the amount of wine that comes out from it, in Mashay's Kids, maybe drink that amount, tiny Kezayis, that's the shear of a Kezayis size of an olive. And the eating you evaluate the other way around, the commercial just like you eat from the grapes, because you put in a cup full of wine, if a revis comes out, that's the amount of the eating, there'd be the share of revis. So you could measure that way for either one to figure out solids or liquids. Now, because Rabbeinu Tam, I'll pitch it. Rabbeinu Tam finds this interpretation difficult. Because the entire Tana B'Shamokim, we don't find anywhere, any Tana, Lahak the Mishnah Achrein, Mishnah Rishayin B'Seida, to have the order of mentioning the Mishnah Achrein before the Mishnah Rishayin, where you just explained that the Mishnah Achrein is like a Bekiva, but it's being mentioned first before the Mishnah Rishayin. Void Kosh, another difficulty is the Mitchil Nokat Kizayis, the Hain Mishnah Achrein, the Kibbekiva. First, you mentioned the Sheva Kizayis, which is the Mishnah Achrein like a Bekiva. So you're saying you mentioned the Mishnah Achrona first, like you're saying, which is like a Bekiva. Mavsik about Mishnah Rishayna, then you stop at the Mishnah Rishayna, then you say the other opinion of Mishnah Rishayna. For Shavu Chazal Lamed the Bekiva, and then you go back again to the words of Bekiva. Shulka Mishnah Achrona, it's like Mishnah Achrona, which you mentioned first already. That's interesting. Vayit Kasha, additionally, is difficult. The Leviza, according to this, how you lashan is the Mishnah Rishayna. You should have said in the Mishnah Rishayna, Ach Yechel Revius, until you eat Revius. Given Machila Pligi, because that's what the dispute is regarding eating. The Lishnah Mastit and Mashma, because the wording of the Mishnah sounds like the Machila Pligi. It sounds like actually that they don't disagree regarding eating. But according to this interpretation, they are. But another difficulty is the chiyech the bayash has time of the Rebbe Kiva. Just like the Gemara asks, oh, what's the reason of Rebbe Kiva? She may be possible Gemara that the Gemara brings a pasuk she medamish the achilah compares the drinking to eating. When her lately in time the Mishnah Rishonah my medami achilah they should have asked the same question. Why do they compare the eating to the drinking? Just like asking why he compares drinking to eating. Rather, it seems to remain in time. Actually, the Mastin Mekhtan Risha, actually, the beginning part of the Mishnah that says that Sheikh and Anob Gezais until you eat from the grapes of Gezais, I leave with the Kulam or the Gezais, leave with the Rebbe Kiva. Meaning, the Machili Kulam or the Gezais, no, by eating, everyone agrees it's the Sheba Gezais. The Machlik is only regarding drinking. The Mishnah is showing that Sheikh Rebbe is the first version held is until you drink Rebbe's. Like the Halach is regarding old drinking. And as the Gersim of Ranchberg is, Vavakov the Bechilik of Bekezais, although eating is the Shev Bekezais, can mean the Perikol Shod, the Flamed Beis, and Davnem Aleph. Kamakam Shtiyah, Legomimene, Nachila, but drinking, and I can learn that from eating. Umatzach Shtiyah Revius, and never requires drinking the Shev of Revius. And continue with the words of the Gemara, but with Kiba, Kimnach Sebanov Machni Beisham Lo Yechel, since it says, grapes that are moist and dry, he shouldn't eat. So we learn a Machil Bekezais, just like eating is the Shev Bekezais. Of course, Shev Bekezais, also all the Yisrim of Bekezais, meaning, let's just explain, what does that mean? Because Mevanovim Vav Kadosh, the word Va'anovim has a Vav with it, which connects. That's what expounding. That Afkali Surah Nazar Bekezais, the only Surah Nazar Asher Bekezais, the Anishti, which is drinking. Why are you drinking? What do you see over here drinking? He's talking about eating. No, the Ksibal Elmeneg, and that's the Vav is connecting. It says before this, Vachal Mishas and Nam Layishta, and all the soaking of the grapes you shouldn't drink. Vash the Vav, the Vanovim, Mais Val Dalel. Now the Vav of and the grapes are adding on what we said before. The Chiechad Anov Bekezais, just like the grapes of the Sher Bekezais, is Hachanam Ishti, Hakar Sibal El, because I saw the drink that we mentioned before, it's talking about the Sher Bekezais. Now the Persian Kamak has seen the Gemara. Now, according to the first interpretation that we said, the Gears in the Gemara is Tanakama Medami. So we have a loy over there. According to the first version, is Tanakam Medamikol Zudinaz Lashti. Yeah, he's comparing all these Zudinaz to drinking. The time that we learned that Sheish to Revias, until you drink Revias, eating is also. For Bekiva Medama, the Gears is Lachol Isudinaz Lachila, he's comparing all these Zudinaz for eating, Pirish. The Oshti Machila, if you learn how to drink from eating, it's like we explained. That's again, but if not, you hold that the Gears is loy. Loy Medam line. So it's either yes or no, depending on which Gears. Next is with the words of the Gemara. So when it says in the pasuk, "Anov lach mivesham lo yoichel," it's coming to teach you to be chayv on this itself and valzeba as atzmai, because as Tosfos explains, lachem mibeishim kari seru, to say moist and dry is superfluous. Just write grapes. That would understand that the moist ones and the dry ones. That's to teach you that you're liable on this one independently. Meaning, you eat the moist and the dry grapes in one morning. When they were warned, don't eat grapes. Like your time, you get two sets of lashes. Even if they're the same type and they're one taste, since they're two different prohibitions of the Torah, you get two separate sets of lashes. So he says, "Hachis in the Gemara." This is the Gemara in the Gemara. Makana to Don, and here's where you learn all the Chol Nazir to all the prohibition of Nazir, which is to introduce the case of Chamechad Dib Envy running new wine and grapes. Because Tais explains, although they have the same taste, Hoshu Shneishem, since they're two different prohibitions, like your time, you could two get sets of lashes. But then, if you're going to say, wait a second, table the Chamechad Dib Envy, what do you mean? It should be sufficient that we read, it says explicitly in the Pasuk, the new wine and grapes in two different prohibitions. Because if it says in the Pasuk, from wine and from old wine, he should separate himself from Targum. The Targum is Mechamer Chadis Vatik, from new and old wine, but not and grapes it says. So it says explicitly in the Torah, new wine and grapes. The Shem says, what you can say is, no, the Miyaz, if you only had the Pasuk of that he should separate himself, how mean I would have thought to say, Chadito, new means, Kagun, for example, the Gizmer of Ramshberg is that it's Teich Mem Yom within 40 days. But Ba'achet Gemel Yom, Shabbat, but it's after the 3 days that it had been harvested. In then it doesn't have the taste like grapes itself, it has the taste like wine. Before 3 days, the time that the taste is a little like the taste of grapes, then that would say only chayv one, it's like mamash, like eating grapes or more grapes. So telling you that no, the new wine within 3 days is going to be a different isser, as we're learning from the pasig, than the grapes itself. So we had the halacha of Abai that says that if you eat, as the masal tez is charitzen, the grape seed, like your time, you get two sets of lashes. Why? It's Tosfos explains, not that where it says in the Torah, don't eat the grape seed. And Mishum, you shouldn't have anything that comes out of the grapevine. However, Rabbi says, no, you don't get lashes for a generic umbrella type of negative prohibition. Because the Mekolash Yasma Gavan, whatever's going to be made from the grapevine, called Mil Mashal, it sounds like everything. Bin Bafar Shum Dabat doesn't explicitly say any one specific thing. Now, the Rabbi asked on the Bayam from a Braisa, that one of the cases that says, Amalei Artishtim, they tell him, don't drink. So he explains, Shesubal called Pama Pam Shah Yritzalash, they want him every single time that he wanted to drink. So they say that he's Mechab in every single one. Let's say, as Tosfos quotes from the words of the Braisa, Achal Anavim Lachem Ibeshim Ratzan Vazagan, let's say the guy ate moist and dried grapes and grape seeds and grape skins. Claim, in other words, because that's Mekolach, because that's each and every one. Begam, and also, as the Braisa says, the Sachat Eshkal Anavim, he squeezed out a cluster of grapes of Shesha and he drank the wine. Like a head gets five sets of lashes, as Tosfos explains, because I is an oven lachem, because an olive size of moist grapes, because I is a yuvashim, because I is a dried one, because I is of grape seed, skin, because I is of grape seed, or Mishum Shaisim, those who are drinking wine. The question, however, is according to Abaye, as Tosfos quotes, Beluki Sheish Mikola Shebegoyme, you should get a sixth one because of this generic umbrella one of Mikola Shebegoyme, etc. But then, so every time you can say, wait a second, you could ask more also, Beluksham Nami Atan Shech Vachemitz, the Tana shows to mention, the other Isra of Sheikhar that it mentions, old wine, and chaymetz, a vinegar. So you can say, no, don't have shiuru, or as the Girsa is, that's like kashuhu, the like chashmakol, not mentioning everything. They were leaving certain things over. But we're just saying that the things that the Tana already mentioned, you're still going to call malkish, and you should mention all the malkish that are there, which according to Abayim, there's another set of lashes. So that the Gemara says, oh, Tana Vashayim. So the Gemara says, what are you leaving over? So Taisa quotes, well, the Gemara, Shayim Bayachal, Bayachal wasn't mentioned that was left over, and this is also left over. Because to look at Mishum Bayachal, you should get lashes for violating your words of your nether. So the Gemara says, no, Lam Shiyura, as Taisa quotes, no, that's not called left over. Kikitani Milsad Lesser, when did we mention? We mentioned things that are not Bishar Yisun by other prohibitions. Well, Benazah only applied by Nazah. Abubad, as the words of Gemara are, Bayachal Shayach, Bishan Adam Nami, but yeah, Bayachal applies to other vows too. So therefore, we didn't want to necessarily mention that. And then, so if the asks, we're going to say, "What? We're going to see such a pshat to the Abaye to ask in the Abaye." So says, "Bishlam, what you can say is no." The Kamahach, we're saying this Bishlam like teaches the Rava that it shouldn't be difficult in Rava. That he says, "My shai daisha, what's left over? That's just left over." The shai bayach was saying that labayach is left over. That's what the Gemara is saying such a thing. But yeah, once we answer for him, it's difficult in the other one. But we're not going to ask it. This is how the Rei explains the Parakamah, the Bavakamah, the Tezvam Rav. Gabi imish mechazikayv l'mshiyuva. It's not shiyuva where it comes out to be a question because of an answer. So then the Gemara says, what do you mean? As Tosfos quotes one of the Gemara, but Shai ben Benayim, you're leaving over Bein Benayim, which is difficult on Rava, that you see that we are leaving over, so what else is being left over? As Tosfos explains, Koshi l'man da'am, the Layachal lo yahav hashir, it's difficult on Rava, who says the Layachal is not and not leaving over. So Maisha Rabbeinu Menahem, when we're leaving over Menahem. Then so Tanya Batamim can say, Hotin, little bit Rabbeinu Tam. This is good according to Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation. The Pidush that he explained of Lamayim and Alf. That what's the Bein Menahem Hanun of Gitam? Those are the small graves. So as the Gears to Rav Brandsburg is Man and Tanya, so the Tanya is counting them. The Tanya Machila, because we're talking about eating Kedik Tanya, like we're saying, that V'ochal Anavim, you ate grapes. So being a Tanya, make a Tanya, so that sounds like whether big or small. And Peshar, let's go Gitam, Shleimon, and we left over small clusters that were not counted. Hilka Baruch Shabbat, they were asking very well. Yeah. Because so we're saying so El Per Shainish appears El, but according to the other interpretation that we explained, Benaim Hanu Guvanov, that means the flesh of the grapes between the seed and the skin. Sahare the Tanu Shaiklam, the Tanu didn't leave over anything because the Tanu like hey, says you get 5 6 lashes. Of course, that's for the grapes. We already mentioned that's one lab. So how are you saying that this is was left over? What you can say is no. The Gamla is a Perish Shire Lav Dite. No, even according to that interpretation, it is leaving over this negative prohibition because the Lav Dechiba Novim Hanik Shoichon Shleim. Negative prohibition of grapes that it says in the Torah, that's when you eat a whole. Like you eat normally grapes. A malak when you gather the flesh from in between, that's in the middle, you scoop it out. Which is not the normal way to eat it. Zel lav acher. That's a whole different law. It shall be in the middle. But Tana Sharon, the Tana's leaving it over. Now, Vavish Loshan, Shemoshna Tana, Nami Mashma, Shoshana Vokal as Benam Derech Likud, even though from the wording of Tana actually sounds like that he is counting this case of eating the flesh that's in between by gathering it, because the Ochal Anav Mashmachal in eating grapes sounds like in all types of situations. Yeah, but. I feel like that even when you're gathering it, but even so, love the day shire. The lav was left over because the mulekinik is not the kid. Little kishish gets 6 sets of lashes, and therefore that's considered shire. So that the Rav Papa answer is Taisa quotes loy tanim idhei. You shouldn't say the number 5. But lashna brayso like hey, in the word of the brayso there's no 5. But like a stam, you get lashes, and you're right. But the parashah you could explain it was 6 and not necessarily 5.